Hey, what up, what up, what up, what up? Y'all already know who it is. We are back in full effect. Yes, I am your guy, CT, and my homegirl,
Nikki C.
We let the conversation
begin.
Guys, man, we have it for you, man. We got it good for you.
Yeah.
Man, it's been a long time coming, man. We're going to be talking about a lot of things, man. And the meat and potatoes of the episode is going to be, is there more or one way to God, to heaven, or however you want to say it? That's going to be the main meat and potatoes of the episode. But we also going to talk about Andrew Cuomo. We're going to talk about taking baths. We're going to talk about taking baths. That's what we're going to do. And also we're going to talk about
freedom
of freaking speech, guys.
Yeah.
Man, if any of these things excite you, we want you to write an email to us, just letting us know what you think about it. Before and after, when you hear me, Nikki C, talk about it, do you disagree? Do you agree with us? But what do you send that to, Nikki C?
Send that to letthecoversationbegin@gmail.com. It's always the same. It's going to stay the same.
It's going to stay the same.
Let us hear.
Other than that, man, Nikki C, it is so, so great, awesome. It is my honor for you to be back in the studio.
It feels good. It feels good.
Because I don't know if you know. I know you've been having fun living your best life. But I didn't did two episodes without you. I shouted you out on them.
I noticed that. And I appreciate the shout outs, okay?
Got you. But it's good for you to be back here.
Yeah.
But with that said, guys, we're going to get into it. So, the first one. I don't even really know where I want to start. We're going to start with the Cuomo, with the Andrew Cuomo.
Oh, Lord. Yes, Mr. Governor.
Oh, man. So, if y'all don't know, my guy, he actually has like resigned. He said he resigned, but it came from, sexual allegations from other people. He actually defended himself. He didn't have no publicist or nobody defend himself. He came out and he spoke and said he did not do these things. And if he did these things, then he are terrible sorry.
Oh my God. That's like admittance of guilt.
Well.
In a sense.
No, I can't say that, because in 2021, it's a lot of people that do stuff with the gracious they got. I mean, graces of their hearts, and people take it wrong.
The wrong way.
And
I mean, that's true. It can't be taken out of context.
And what I learned is, see, I used to have a hard time of apologizing, because I thought apologizing mean that you're admitting that you were wrong.
That you did it wrong, yeah.
But that's really not apologizing. Apologizing is me recognizing how you feel.
Whether you felt like, whether it was something wrong or not, it made you feel, it made the other person feel a certain type of way. So
that's why it is so easy for me to apologize, because I don't care if I said it in the great goodness of my heart or not. I don't want you to feel no kind of way.
Oh.
So that's why, anyway, with that, it's but he still resigned, because he said like he think that it would run best when he resigned. So we're going to have an open discussion just about some of the things that he did. And I'm going to, like, Nikki C don't know none of these questions. And I, from a woman point of view, I want to get and see, was he wrong? Was he right? Should he did it some other kind of way? And we're going to start with the first woman. Is it wrong for a man to, in 2021 and beyond,
oh boy,
to call a woman honey, darling, and sweetheart?
No. Well, maybe I'm a little old school, though, because, I mean, most of the old guys, they refer to you as, hey, honey, can you hand me that right there, darling? I still say that myself.
Yeah, but see, this was one of the problems.
It was taken out of context.
One of them had said that, they just felt like it was too sexual.
Wow. Oh, man, come on, y'all. Seriously? Come on, man. We can't be that sensitive out here.
And I want to say, before we even go further, guys, it do depends on how it's been said as well. How?
Well, like give an example. What is the type of way that you can say those words to somebody that could allow them to be to take it the wrong way?
Because
how?
It's like, my little goddaughter, I'm gonna call her honey, darling, sweetheart, beautiful, and there's no flirting in it. But if I was attracted to a woman and I find her, I would use them as terms. Them are like attraction terms, to be honest.
Not so much more endearment, but like I'm trying to get with you.
It can, and that's what I'm saying. It can be taken that way.
Yeah.
It can
be
taken that way. That may not be in his, that's what we get into right now. That may not be in his intent, but they probably took it that way. And then like what if I come up to you and I rub me on your back? What's up, darling?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna look at you like, oh
yeah, what's
but
up?
But see, that's only because you took off and just touched me first.
Yeah. Okay.
And then you looking at me with that look like what's up, darling?
But see, like,
like what?
Exactly. Now, what if he didn't touch and he just say, like, he can be like, oh, you such a sweetheart, or he can say, you always been my sweetheart. Always.
Oh yeah, that is two different ways.
So that's what
I'm saying it though. Yeah, that kind of sound. When you put it that way, it's like, oh, I can see the difference.
I'm like, what's up, honey?
Oh yeah. What's see, up? And then you got to look to go with it.
Exactly.
You know?
So my thing is, I don't know. I don't know about him, but we're gonna get further. There's something that I can say. Also, a hug. There were women that took his hugs as more than just a hug.
Oh well, see, I can see how that can be because it depends on how you're letting go when you let go.
Mm-hmm.
If you let your hand brush a certain way off a person or a certain spot on them, you know what I'm saying? Then you'd be like, oh, I didn't mean for it to happen like that. Yeah, you meant for it to happen like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do want to say, women, I want you to be mindful of this. You have a part to play in the hug too. And what I mean by that, you know, women, if y'all want to respect yourself and you don't want that to come across, you got to leave that little space.
Toot the booty out.
Yes, toot the booty out.
Toot the booty
leave
out.
Leave that little space in between. Because a man, most men hug straight up. We hug standing straight up. We hug with our arms and stuff. Most men like that. So, you know, I mean, it can go back and forth and whatnot. We might need to change this in 2021. But most men hug like that. And most women, according to who the person is, they have a different hug. Yeah. So if the woman is feeling the man, there's no space.
Ain't no space.
There's no space.
I'm all up in your grill. But for like, because that's why sometimes, like for associates, I tend to do a side hug.
Mm-hmm.
I never try to hug you from the front.
Gotcha.
I try to do a side hug. You know, I'm going to grab you from the side and let you grab me from the side, but we ain't finna be all up on each other.
Gotcha. Two rules for hugs, guys, because I really don't want y'all to get in trouble, and women too. Two rules. It doesn't matter if you single or if you have a spouse or whatever. 2 to 3 second rule. That's the first rule. So if you're hugging somebody, I don't care how fine she is. I don't care how fine he is. I don't care. Hug only 2 to 3 seconds. Anything after that period. No, it's cool. It's real quick in mind. But when you think that's basically how
that's a hug
is.
Yep.
It's 2 to 3. It's like a little small tight embrace, then a let
and
go.
Then you let go.
But if anything, if you're hugging there 5 seconds, 6 seconds,
it's a little bit more. You got some intentions behind them type of hugs.
Yeah, and then especially if that hug don't have no space in between.
Oh yeah, that's all intentions.
And let's be real. Let's be real from a man point of view. Women, y'all do not want to hear this, and all men is going to agree with me. Our man downstairs have a mind of his own. So if you're hugging me, and you got your weather balloons all on me, and them arms are tight all on me, my man downstairs might get a little excited on his own. And if it's 5 to 6 seconds, you might just feel my man say, hey, what you doing?
Water balloon. My bad for that. But you said water balloons. But you got a point, though.
But you got a point, though.
But y'all can also do more to control that man downstairs.
No, what can we do?
I mean, I don't care if you got to repeat a mantra over and over in your head. I will not let him get carried away. Little man, stay in the pants. Little man, stay down.
I'm like
little
this. Man,
repeat that same mantra over and over in your head because, I mean, you know, all women is not going to be thinking like that.
No, but I'm like this.
I'm just saying.
I take what you said and I hear it and I'm not disregarding it. But as a woman that has never had that, y'all do not know what to do to keep that thing of the route. Y'all think it's that easy. Y'all don't have nothing down there that can stand up to attention. Y'all don't.
Okay.
So hold on. Let me get to the second point. Cause that's a whole nother conversation. Hold on. But let me get to the second point. And the other thing is, with the 2 to 3 seconds, make sure it's only y'all hug at the chest. That means even men, I'm going to be honest, if you don't want a lawsuit, toot your booty out too.
I ain't lying. Toot your booty back. That might help your man.
Toot your booty.
Toot that booty like on the T-Titans.
Oh, yeah.
Scoot that booty.
Oh, Robin would drop
scoot
it.
Scoot that booty. Yes.
That's crazy. That was,
scoot your booty out, okay?
Hold on. We need one of this on that one. Cause that was
scoot your booty out.
Oh,
scoot
man.
Scoot it out, man. But, I mean, for real, because maybe that might help your little man downstairs get the picture. This right. is not that type of hug. But then you're going to say chest to chest, but you just told us to keep our balloons off of you.
Okay, but no. But what I'm trying to say is the action, because if a man do chest, that's going to be a big space in between. And honestly, I'm sorry. Women, y'all have breasts. Is if you doing a hug, it's probably going to be on the man's chest or abdomen, wherever you, how tall you are, how tall he is.
Whoa.
That's just the honest truth about it. So it's like chest to chest, keep that space, 2 to 3 seconds.
Yeah.
And
obviously, Mr. Governor won't too aware of that, because he had some of them saying that he had gave him inappropriate kisses.
Hold on.
He's going too far.
No, we getting to it. And then also, guys, I'm going to say this, then we're going to get to exactly what she just said, because that's my next thing. The other thing is, guys, with COVID, honestly, I don't even think we need to be hugging.
Be hugging. I ain't lying.
Elbows.
We barely need to be touching each other's hands.
That's what I was about to say. Elbows. And if you got on long sleeves, maybe a shoulder hug.
Maybe.
Other than that,
We're going to bump it out.
Gotcha. Bump it out.
Then bump your elbow to me. That's a nice saying hello.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Wow. All right.
So now to the next one. She done brought it up. He kissed a few women, and he said women and men on the cheek.
Wow. Yeah, you can't be invading people's personal privacy and personal space like that, though, because I mean that right there is an automatic red flag. You got somebody, like, I mean, like you said, especially now with COVID, why would you put your mouth on me? I didn't tell you to put your mouth on me. I didn't say it was okay for you to plant no kiss on my cheek. So what, are you trying to go both ways? You say he did it to men and women?
Men and women.
Governor.
Look, no. I got two stories, because you know what? I get it. I got two stories. Well, I got one story, but I have a comparison. Every culture has their own thing. In the African-American culture, we use that word as a term of endearment.
Oh, yeah.
The N-word.
Yeah, the N-word.
We get mad.
And some of us use the B word to women as a term.
But that's other cultures now too.
Oh,
that's
well,
not
yeah,
just us.
You're right. But we started it. Kinda.
Might be right.
Kinda. We kind of started. Our women kind of started it, making it cool. Yeah.
That's just something I don't want to be known for our culture though. But that's a whole other conversation.
I know. Right.
But no. The point that I was trying to make is that every culture have their own thing that they do within or amongst one another. I think his problem is that he might have did it outside his culture and somebody didn't understand it.
Yeah.
Because now here's my story. Couple of years ago, I took a lady out on a date for Valentine's Day. We went out, nice 5-star restaurant, and they had a live band playing. Now, this goes to the culture of Andrew Cuomo. He's Italian. He's not white. Mm. He's Italian. Mm. And
they do kiss each other on the cheek.
They kiss that as a greeting.
As a greeting, yep.
And as a greeting. And the reason why I'm giving you a story, because the man was so talented. When I went on a date, I was on a date with a young lady. And I went up to greet him. He held both my hands and kissed me on my cheek. And that was the first time I have ever been kissed
and
by.
I bet you that caught you off guard so fast.
Off guard, because you know I'm be honest, no disrespect to anybody else, but I'm all heterosexual.
Yes, you are.
I'm not trying to kiss no man. I don't want no
and
man
don't
kiss me.
Now I'm putting his mouth on you.
And he did it. The thing is, he did it so casual, and I didn't feel no desire behind
or
it.
No disrespect.
No
you
disrespect.
Feel like, yeah.
But I did sit down, and the first thing I talked to the young lady, I was like, man, he just kissed me, and she was like, what he did. And then I was like, and then I thought about it. I was like, is he Italian? And she was like, yeah, he Italian. And I was like, I didn't feel bad no more because that's their culture.
That's how they, you can kind of understand and get it. You know what I'm saying? But you would think, too, that, you know, them knowing that that's something that they do amongst themselves, that maybe they would have a little caution when, you know, just greeting anybody else outside of their culture like that, because you would have an understanding that this is not something that they might be used to. Because this is how me and my people greet each other, don't mean that it's okay for me to do it to somebody else that I'm just meeting on a whim.
But I agree everything what you just said. But they, that's their culture, but they do that with everybody. It ain't just within themselves. It ain't just within themselves. And honestly, what he said was that he said, I've been doing this my whole life. Like, he been doing this his whole life. Yeah. So it's a knee jerk reaction. It's like gonna happen.
Second nature.
Yeah. All right, let's keep moving.
So he also groped their breasts and buttocks, or otherwise I touched them inappropriately. And I mean, what you groping breasts and grabbing booties for though? Is that their culture too?
Did he do that?
That's what the article said that I read. That some women also said that he grabbed their breasts and their buttocks as well. And the remarks that he made insinuating, talking about their looks. And
hold on, I'm asking you questions like because you bringing up some good stuff.
Oh, my bad.
No, you're doing exactly what you're supposed to do. He made a comment. See, that's what I'm saying. Every time you bring something up, it be the next one for me. He made a comment. He said to a young lady, "You make that gown look good."
Whoa. Oh, is man, that that's crossing a nice the compliment. Line? You make that gown look good. I would be like, oh, really? Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Do you believe he had anything else behind that?
I mean, it's kind of hard to say because I don't know. I don't know the man or the know, you know what I'm saying, his intention or not, whatnot.
If you work somewhere and somebody said that, you know, just take yourself in a woman, like you don't know this man and you working on him, you're probably giving him a COVID shot and he just say, you make that gown look good. Like,
what? Oh yeah, I would probably be like, is you trying to crack on me or something? You know, I would think that he was trying to kind of insinuate a little more than just a compliment.
All right, now let me say this on top of that. He also said this on national TV, though. It wasn't just behind closed doors being recorded when he said this.
Oh, wow.
So my thing is, I would say things in the dark that I would not say in the light.
Yeah, because that means, obviously, that you got more intentions, more bad intentions behind it than good. You know what I'm saying?
But so if I said on national TV.
That kind of flips it around. Like, he probably really didn't mean it like that. Oh. He was just really trying to give what he thought was a genuine compliment to somebody that looked nice in a dress. And she just took it and ran with it because of him and his status.
Is there any bad way that he could have said that? Almost like the first statement with the look in the eyes. Like, what if you giving me a shot? I mean, a shot in my arm or what? You taking my temperature? And I'd be like, man, you made that gown look good. Like, turn around. Like, he might say something like that.
Man. I would think that you're trying to, you know, crack on me.
Yeah.
I would think that it was more behind that statement than you just trying to be, you know, nice and give me a compliment. I would think you had some other stuff, ulterior motives.
Okay. Now we get into the two questions. See, all of them right there, I think, to me, they was innocent. And I can be wrong. I'm just saying, because he's Italian and just, I'm putting myself in that situation. Just being a man, I've been in a few of them situations before. So I think that was innocent. But we got two more. Then we're going to get to yours.
Okay. We good.
Now, these are the two we're going to talk about. What if you was in an elevator and he like touch your back?
What's the point of you? What reason would you have to touch my back? We shouldn't even be this close in the elevator unless it's packed.
Okay, so
I'm looking at him kind of funny.
I agree. So when I say touch the back, there has been times that maybe like if the elevator door opened, and let's just say if I know you, but I want you to go first, like, all right, go. Like something. I don't know.
I'm putting my hand on your back. That's different. Like if you know me. I mean, that's different. I mean,
yeah, I think I I'm thinking
most folks now, if they don't know you and they do even re-extend that hand like that, like, they won't literally lay their hand on you. It'll just be like a gesture, more so, like, rather than an actual contact being made.
I think it also depends where at on the back. Like, if I touch at the shoulder blade, I don't think it's nothing with that. But if I touch on the lower
on the small part of my back, yeah.
So, that can be different.
Yeah.
Now, on top of that, now, this is the last one. Now, this is the one that I'm like, I don't know how you're going to get out of this one. You said, so we're going through the door. Now, we just got to touching on the back, but we're going through the door, and he touch on the, and he, like, touch on the stomach.
What? What reason would you have to touch somebody's stomach?
Now, before we actually expound on this one, he said that he don't remember doing this one. That's why I said at the beginning, he don't remember doing this one. But if he did, he's sorry. He only said that on this one right here.
Oh, wow. He remember doing it.
So let's just say he did do it for conversation purposes. Why would, as a woman, how would you feel that maybe somebody you don't know or a coworker, we'll say a coworker, and you go through a door, you know a door is small. Did he accidentally put his hand on his stomach, or did he rub his hand on your stomach on purpose? How would you feel regardless if it was accidental or purpose?
How would you accidentally just rub my stomach? My whole thing is, I'm going to think and feel like you meant to do that. Mm. Like, you meant to touch me on my stomach. My stomach way down here. I'm just saying, what was it with your hand that was closer to me, or the one that was away from me? How you reaching? How you coming for me? I just don't see it accidentally, or I accidentally rubbed your belly.
Is it wrong though?
What?
For him to touch your stomach? Like, what's
the problem? Touch her stomach.
Yeah. What's the problem with that?
It's my body. Don't touch me unless I get, I mean, what is your point in putting your hands on me?
I got you.
Period. I don't think that's cool. Like, what are you rubbing my stomach for? Or reaching for my stomach? Or reaching for me anywhere in that area at all.
I got you. Let the conversation begin, guys. Nikki C got her own. Now, let me see what you got to say.
I mean, that's where I was going with the conversation, with the remarks that he made. And, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, speaking about their looks. And even investigator said, asking about their sex lives. Did you see anything? Like, I don't even know what was said directly from him, but it's just what they put in the article, saying the investigator said that he has subjected certain women to, mm-hmm. was these type of things, you know.
Now, to be honest, I didn't look up, because I think at the time when I got done, he had 11 women come forward against him.
So
I didn't look at all of them. I just saw the main ones that was actually catching the traction, and that's the ones that I built this around. I didn't even, because there was another one to where I think the lady he kissed on the cheek, she was the police officer that was getting married, and he was giving her advice, was like, you know, you shouldn't do this, like trying to discourage her from actually getting married. This is the lady that he kissed on the cheek.
Hey, Mr. Governor, you got some issues, bro. I'm gonna say it like that. Obviously, I mean, a lot of these things sound like it was some intent behind them. Whether that was good or bad intent, I'm not sure. I'm not one to say. I can't judge you. But it seems like he had more, you know, more selfish intent than anything else. Who are you to give somebody getting married that type of advice?
And you know what? I cannot disagree with you.
Yeah.
I cannot.
That ain't cool, bro.
This is the only thing that I say. When you be, even I know it's coworkers, but you even get close to coworkers. And I think when you kind of grow a relationship, you can be more of yourself than just actually keep the business relationship booming. So my thing is, this is the only way I can see that he was saying this. Maybe he was trying to discourage her because two reasons. One, he probably knew the guy she was marrying was no good. Yeah. Or the other one, he may wanted to get it himself.
He was trying to get him a piece in. But you're right, it could be one or the
other. We don't know. But I'm just saying, I'm trying to look at all possible reasons why he would say this. And then, you know, also end with a kiss on the cheek. Now, right. A kiss on the cheek for us is disrespectful, but that's his culture at the end of the day.
Yeah, but he could also be using the fact that that's his culture as a reason and excuse to get all the kisses on the cheek that he wants. You know what I'm saying? It's
now, if he
it's
accidentally
behind everything.
If he accidentally kissed on the lips now, that Like, dude, all right.
Oh, I was aiming for your cheek.
Yeah. You okay. Moved your face.
You turned towards me. I didn't tell you to turn around. Come on now. Even another part of where they said investigators say he subjected women to about all of this, groping the breasts and stuff like that. That he also created a work environment that was rife with fear and intimidation. So, okay, with that being said, maybe a part of him was using this title of his or whatnot as reason for him being able to get his way, to have his way.
That's a possibility. I mean,
and then turn around and say, "Oh, I didn't mean it like that. You all should know better than that. I've served 3 terms. I've been around. Hey, you know I don't mean it like that. Ain't that right, Carol? No, Carol don't know that you mean it like that. You ain't mean it like that. Carol thinking that now that you feeling like since we've been here and working with you for all this time that you could just have your way and intimidate people to be what you want them to be for you or to you, and you could just use us. You can grope all you want to grope.
I can't.
You can kiss all the cheeks you want to kiss because that's you, the governor.
I can't disagree.
Come on now, no, bro, it don't work like that.
I can't. So the point that I'm trying to get to, if you don't have no more ills, in 2021 and beyond, how do we need to conduct ourselves in a work environment and just amongst friends and stuff?
Respectfully, professionally. And as if, you know, the way that you would have someone to carry yourself, mm-hmm. You don't take it upon yourself to choose and decide for somebody else how they want to be treated. I mean, it's rules. It's still rules and regulations that still stand. You know what I'm saying? Just because the years change don't mean that people's feelings about certain things change.
Okay. The matriarch has spoken, guys. Like I said, I cannot disagree with her because this is, you know, we don't know the truth. So I'm not about to sit here and say, oh, this is what he mean. This is what I believe. No, I mean, I'm not a know-it-all. On top of that, go back and listen to our last episode where she got one that was called The One Before. Yeah. It's actually called Mr. Know-It-All. The reason why I had to throw that pun in there. Mm-hmm. But no, I can't sit here and say that because I don't know his intentions. I don't know his mind. Never met this man before. Never shook his hand. Never had a conversation. But if I had to judge it, I would try to be impartial. I would not try to be biased, and I would try to get the truth. But with that, we do need to change our habits. If we have to change individually as a person, I think cultures have to change too.
Yep.
In their culture, it is okay 100% to kiss on the cheek. We might have to stop that.
Keep that in your culture.
Yeah, but even still, there could be some women in his culture that don't know him that may feel some kind of way. That probably could be in a culture 10 years ago, but now we quote unquote evolved to the point to where like we don't like women just don't want random people.
You're right.
It doesn't matter who you are.
The generations change.
It
over
has
time.
Changed.
That's
why we here. That's why people. You know, this is another thing. This is a side note. Should people be charged or be held accountable for things that they did years ago today? Meaning, should they be charged or held accountable today for things they did years ago?
20 years, 15 years, don't matter how many years.
Well, this one case.
That is a good question, though.
We're going to come back. We're going to have that episode. And the reason why I'm bringing this up, because, you know, the original Jeopardy host, he passed away.
Alex Trebek?
Yeah. Yeah, he passed away a couple of months ago.
I did not know that he was passed.
You didn't know he passed away?
I did not.
Let me go ahead and hit this right here.
Hell no.
Messing with you. No, but the thing is, they replaced him, and the guy they replaced him with, he already resigned from the position only 9 days in because some comments he made came back up that he made 7 years ago.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Yeah. But this is another conversation because we want to stay the course of what we're doing.
That's true.
We're going to have that conversation on another one, and we're going to make it a broader conversation. So, because I truly don't believe in some cases, but there are some cases. Like, I don't think there should be, we're going to save that for the next.
Right. We was finna go again.
We was. Yeah. next thing, man. Freedom of speech. How you feel about freedom of speech?
I love it.
You love it?
Yeah, because I like to talk.
You like to talk?
I like to, I like to express how I feel and my thoughts about stuff. And I wouldn't want to try to, I believe everybody deserves that right.
Okay.
Yes. Speak your mind.
So should your freedom of speech have consequences at the same time.
And that's a hard one. I mean, honestly, as long as you being honest, to me, in my opinion, I don't think so. Mm. But, you know, there are some things that can be said that's just totally, I mean, disrespectful and outrageous, though. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. you have to be careful and at least be mindful, though. If you went one and said to you, why would you say something or be disrespectful towards somebody else?
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? As long as you're talking about something good.
Is it freedom of speech? Do we really have the freeness to have the speech that we want to say?
We do, but we don't. I mean, because as you can see, people getting canceled.
Ooh. See, we're getting there already.
People getting canceled because of stuff that they are saying. You know, we exercise this right, but then we get consequences behind it. Okay. You know?
We're going to keep this real short, guys, but what I want to bring up is that, you know, the rapper DaBaby, you from Charlotte.
Yeah.
He said some stuff at a concert.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say the actual words. You remember? Do you know what he said?
I vaguely, but okay. I do recall the situation, yeah.
The main stuff that he said, that he was like, if you don't have AIDS, make some noise in here. He was like, women, if your stuff is clean, make some noise. Men, if you didn't suck a blank in the parking lot, make some noise. And it was just like, he was just saying some stuff. But off of that, he basically got canceled.
Basically canceled.
He, you know, all his shows pulled out. Yep. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. people, like my question that I'm trying to make is that we have to do it another way. Yeah. I do think people need to be held accountable for what they say in that area.
Yeah.
But taking everything away from that person is not going to solve nothing.
I don't think that's cool, because at the end of the day, he's still going to feel the way he feel. He's still going to speak the way he speak. You know, I mean, what really are you changing by being that drastic?
Well, with that, we have to try to change him. And what I'm trying to say is, by taking his stuff away is not going to change him.
No.
My thing is, help educate this person. I'm a type of person, give somebody one chance. If they do the same thing a second time, all right, then let's counsel or whatever.
Yeah, but then you look at it like this, like, why can't we not have our own thoughts and ideas about things, though, too? Why? I mean, is everybody supposed to be walking around thinking and behaving the same way?
You know what?
This would be a pretty bland world if that would be the case.
Let me hit something on this board. Because last thing she just said, I 100% agree. Say that again, please. That was powerful.
I mean, I'm just saying, why not let people be who they are? Because mm-hmm. I mean, are we all supposed to be sharing the same perspective and talking the same way and walking around just doing the same thing?
Yeah.
I don't think. I mean, that would be so bland if everybody was exactly alike. If everybody thought the same way and talked the same way.
This is what should happen. If you don't like what he said, how he said it, when he said it, then you, individual person, do not rock with this guy.
Thank you.
Take yourself away from this guy. I don't think that you should build a whole case on this guy to take away the things that he been doing.
Right.
You shouldn't want his shows taken away.
Nope.
You shouldn't want his money taken away, his endorsements to be taken away, his record deal to be taken away. My thing is, if enough people feel the way that you feel, it's gonna happen regardless. It's gonna happen, but it shouldn't be no push to cancel.
It shouldn't be a force. Yeah.
Yes, and that's my thing.
A force.
Because you say, like, on one breath, you say, well, we need to educate this guy. And guys, I want y'all to understand that we're speaking in general, because he is not the only person. He's just the latest person of this. So my thing is, they say it should be a thing of educating. But okay, educate first and see if there would be change actions.
Later.
Yeah. Change actions in his everyday life.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna throw it to you, is that I do not like apologies, because apologies mean nothing to me. The apology you can give to me is change behavior.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
That's the evidence that you actually are apologetic for what you've done.
Exactly. Yeah. Because you can tell me you sorry about it every single day, but if you don't change your action, then you really are not
really
sorry
not
about
sorry.
It.
You're not sorry for something you keep doing over and over.
So give the guy time, space, and grace to be able to change.
And who's to say he gotta change? Just because he feel the way he feel, or you know what I'm saying? His thought process is the way that it is. I mean, because he not like you, that means that he's wrong.
Yeah.
That don't make sense.
I agree with that. I think the change coming is that I think this is where you know where somebody's mind is at. Because I don't know if he said anything wrong or not, but there have been sometimes some people have said things wrong and they was ignorant to the situation. They didn't know all the facts and everything.
Right.
And when they got new information, now they able to make an actual clear thought and right. a clear statement with new evidence and with new facts and mm-hmm. knowledge. Mm-hmm. So now if he make that same statement with that new knowledge, then you know this is not the person you want to deal with.
Right.
Let the conversation begin, guys. CT and your homegirl.
Mickey C.
You know what it is. We moving right along. Last one. We wanted to like leave this one. This is funny. Nikki C.
Yeah.
Do you know the guy named Ashton Kutcher?
Yes, Ashton.
So him and his wife, they made a video. And the video was them. I don't know if it was a video or an interview. I'm sorry. But they said they don't take baths regularly.
Oh.
They also said they don't bathe their kids regularly. Mm. They said they bathe themselves and their kids only when they see dirt on their skin. And the reasoning was that you take this bar soap, bathe yourself, you taking away all the nutrients and vitamins that's in your skin, your natural nutrients and vitamins and everything. You're taking this bar of soap and you're reaping it. So we only take a bath when we see dirt. Do you agree or do you disagree?
Man, I totally disagree with that. What is wrong with you people?
Oh, man. But then
Are you kidding me?
I forgot who the person was, but this man and his wife came back and agreed with them.
Oh my God. Hold on. First off, y'all, you ain't gonna always be able to see the dirt. What did you do? Did you sweat in the day? Well, can you see that sweat when it done dried up?
Hold
that's
on,
dirt.
Here we go.
I'm just saying, you know, that's dirt. It's on you. So you can't see the dirt. So since I can't see it, that mean it got to be piled up on you in order for you to take a bath. That's just nasty.
You know what?
Okay, you know your
No, keep going. I'm sorry. Keep talking.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, Ashton.
Testicle, let's use testicle.
Ashton, your sex is down there musty, bro.
God. They're okay? Probably sticking on your thighs
and everything.
They
stuck to the inside of his thighs. They probably is migrating to his butthole.
Lord Jesus.
I'm just saying. And homegirl, the wife, I bet that thing smell like cabbage.
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
I ain't saying nothing. I don't want to get canceled.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to get canceled.
I don't either, but I'm just saying.
If y'all cancel, let the conversation begin. Just cancel, let the conversation, because that's Hal and that's Dickie C. Don't cancel me, because I ain't say nothing.
I ain't no way in the world if you let my little girl go and I don't wash her bottom.
I ain't speaking about no women, but I agree with that, though, with what you just said.
I ain't no way in the world my son, I know he done been running around all day long.
That's right. You gonna wash your stuff.
He be ripe, and I can smell his musty protruding from through his shirt.
He take a shower and still be smelling like that. I have to throw him back in the...
Ooh. Bruh, you ain't finna bathe. He's not doing this.
All right, so Dwayne Johnson came out and said he actually disagree with them, and he take about 3 showers a day.
The Rock,
yeah. Dwayne Johnson. Look,
we smell what you cooking.
We smell
what you cooking.
You smell
what the Rock is cooking.
Yes sir. My thing is though, he said that with him working, he work out like 2 times a day, and just. He have to. If not, he'll be stinking. He'll be musty and stuff like that.
Yeah, how you gonna sleep with yourself like that?
I don't want to say this, but let me ask you, because this was brought up. Is this a white thing?
hey man, I don't know. I I it's not too many the black folks that I know that's gonna say we ain't taking no baths until we see dirt on us. Okay.
And Aurora, I want you do not cancel Nikki C because she was really trying to put it in a nice way. That's why all the was right there at the beginning. She was trying to be nice and sensible.
I was, but you she know, really... don't cancel CT either because he asked the question, okay?
I just asked the question. I'm like the media that asked the question saying. That throw y'all into this fire.
I'm just saying, okay?
But it might.
What do you think?
I honestly don't know because even my white partners and homegirls take baths regularly.
Yeah, the ones I know do too.
Yeah, like
so, I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Do they do it because they grew up around black people?
Maybe so because they showed that's the ones that they grew exactly. up with us. Okay, they know better.
Yeah, but you know the first thing that went to my mind.
You don't leave your kids.
The first thing that went to my mind was when they said that is knowing that when I found out that Caucasian women really don't wash their hair like that, and I found that out. I think they said that it pulls something out of their hair to where they really don't wash their hair. What? And I didn't ever understood that because I was like, my black sisters wash their hair.
But we don't wash our hair like often like that. You know what I'm saying?
Like once a month?
It could be like they'll either every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks. That's yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But every movie I see, Lord forgive me for saying this. Can I say this? Every movie I see, every time the white girl get in the shower, she wet her hair.
Just think about it. Is they trying to portray to be?
They be all under the shower. They be all under the water. Black people, we don't do that. I'm not putting my hair up under this water every time I get
you know
in the
what?
Shower.
No. You know what? I got it wrong. You're right. My fault. I got it wrong. See, I am not a know-it-all. You're right. I think it was the other way. I think that it's us who don't wash our hair like that.
Yes.
And the white, they wash their hair more
they
often.
They do.
Okay, y'all had them.
They gonna wash their hair like 3-4 times a week.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, we do not do that.
Oh, man. See, I'm not a know-it-all. Oh, guys, man. Hey, you already know who it is. CT, my homegirl, Nikki C. Let the conversation begin. We just talked to you about Andrew Cuomo. Talked to you about bathing. Talked to you about freedom of speech.
Yeah.
Now we're about to move on to the good part, the meat and potato, the juicy part of the episode is God. Is there one way to God or two ways and stuff like that? We really want to know what you think about what we just spoke about and what we're about to speak about. And we need that email. We need you to send that to
letthecoversationbegin@gmail.com.
And I promise you we'll get back with you guys. Stay Indeed. With us and we'll be back on the other side of this episode. All right, guys, we back. This is the other side, and you know, we just talked about Andrew Cuomo. We talked about bathing. We talked about freedom of speech. If you want to go check that out, go listen to the first part of this episode because we actually moving along. But we're getting into the meat and potatoes, the juicy part of this episode.
Indeed.
Is there one way or two ways to God and stuff? And before I start bringing what I have, Nikki C, what you say? What you got?
I do believe that there is I guess it depends on what you mean when you ask that question. But I think there's more than one different avenue. You know, a more than one way to find your way to God. Yes, mm-hmm. I do.
And why? What's your?
I mean, because everybody's walk is not the same. Everybody's journey is not the same. You know, it could take one learning through reading the Quran to develop something, or going to Buddhist temples to get more in sync with oneself and doing the meditative things. It could just take something as plain as just reading that Bible to understand who God is for yourself and develop a relationship. Everybody's relationship is going to be different, and everybody's journey to get to that solidified relationship with God is going to be different. That's why the word says that. To me, this is how I interpret it. The road to destruction is broad and wide, but the road to righteousness is narrow and few, only a few find it. Mm-hmm. If all of us is traveling the same way at the same time, what do you think that road going to look like? It's going to be full. It's going to be wide. It's going to be broad. But if all of us are finding our own way in our own ways and in our own time, we're traveling on that road less traveled. We're traveling on that narrow road, and it's only a few of us at a time getting to this road. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's why I say, like, I feel like it's different ways, it's different avenues. It's not just one way.
Okay. Well, I want to respond to that because I wasn't, but I have to. My spirit compelled me to do it.
Oh boy.
But that scripture you're handling that scripture you just gave about the road. Now you handle that with logic, and logic is not, I'm gonna be real, it's not gonna work for this discussion, because when God is speaking about narrow, he's speaking about one way to him. So he's not, the broad and wide is multiple ways. That's why it's going to be broad, because it's going to be more people that are going multiple ways. But he's saying, because there's only going to be a few people that's going to be thinking narrow, meaning his one way. Scripture said, you can't go to the Father except through me, which is Jesus Christ. You can only make it through the Father, through his Son, through him. That's only one way. If there's anybody else that you're trying to get to God by, that's the broad way. So that's what I'm saying. I think that sound good, but that was logic, and you can't deal with this case with logic.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's with all due respect, but you know, we're all entitled to our own understanding and our own, you know, opinions with how things are going, or with how things go, or how things are supposed to go. I mean, I just, you know, my thing is to remain open minded mm-hmm. about everything. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and not just put a box on it. You know.
All right, you using your term, not just put a box on it. I'm gonna just use this. Not saying God ain't never said this, but what if God wants you to just put a box on it? And that's my thing. And like, most of this conversation, this is for everybody, but I'm kind of targeting people that believe in God and God's Son being Jesus. Mm-hmm. That this is my target. Mm-hmm. And my thing is, if you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, then God really wants you to put a box on this, because there is no other way. How can you sit there and say you want to, you know, you're going to keep your mind open to other possibilities?
I just don't think that God wants us to put a box, or put him in a box, because doing that, I feel like it's our way of saying that God is limited. God is not limited. You put something in a box, it's only but so much space in that box, and only but so much stuff you can put in that box. That's putting a limit on something. God is not limited.
But see, you're still handling it with logic.
How is that handling it with logic?
Because you're looking at a box and you're putting something, you can see a limit in a box. But in this scenario, or actually this Bible verse and what God is wanting, my thing is not limited. It's more so of a God that's saying that I am your Father. I sent my Son to die for you. This is the way you got to go. Mm-hmm. He can put a box on it, but it's because that he respect and care about him, his Son, and you so much. He would not have you to go another way, which is, I'm not going to bring all the religions, because I don't want to disrespect all the religions or nothing like that. But any other way that you want to go, that's you being disrespectful to God and the path that he has put in front of us.
I just don't believe God is just simply black and white.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just me. You know, don't nobody got an answer for me but me at the end of the day. I just don't believe that God is just black and white, and that's just it, you know. I just believe that, you know, he's all understanding and all like Oliver said, the word said omniscient, omnipresent, you know. Mm-hmm. I just feel like if we was to choose other avenues or other ways to try and find our own way to him in our own way, I don't think that we'll be damned. In a sense, you know what I'm saying? Because we chose to be open-minded, or because we chose to try and understand other cultures or other ways, you know what I'm saying? So that we could be universal. I just believe God is universal.
Okay. But see, even with that, when you say God is universal, God is, he's omni, he's everywhere. And just now my logic mind, Because I said, we can't deal with that with logic. So that's why I'm saying this is logic, what I'm about to say. If God is omni, then that means that he's everywhere. Like there,
and in two, everything.
But my thing is, no other God can occupy that space because God is everywhere. So why would I try to go another path that somebody else is at when my God is all, he's omnipotent and he's omni.
Right.
So my thing is like that. That's my logic. Like I still don't understand.
Everything, if he's everything and all things, why limit yourself to just one thing? When it comes down to him, though, if he is everything and all things and everywhere, why just say, "But no, he is." Yeah, he's all of that, but he's one thing.
Yeah. Well, but
that don't make a lot of sense
because you're thinking logic. It don't make sense. Because I'm saying this speaking general, guys, because you don't want it to make sense. You want it to work and make it fit for how you think.
Okay.
And the reason why it don't make sense, because it do make sense, because he is everything. Everything, we look at everything. We look at this world. There's over 7.8 billion people in the world and everything. God created, one God created all these people. One mm-hmm. God created all mm-hmm. these people. Also, God had one son that he sent from heaven to sacrifice himself on the cross. Had one son to do that. Mm-hmm. So my thing is, he's already showing you that he worked in small numbers, and it's simple. It is simple for him to do it. And it's us who corrupt it. It is us who look at it and be like, well, I key words, guys, because I'm gonna get a little deep. That I don't think. Two words in there, I and think. It is us who say, I don't think. I represent you and your own feelings. Think represent that you're thinking, to where God has left us back a word. Also, he left us back a prayer line that we can get answers and information. And if you go outside of that just because of how you think and how you feel, then you have to understand that you're wrong.
Okay. I see what you're saying and where you're coming from. I really do. But okay, what doesn't his word also say that God is not a man that he shall lie? But we so often refer to God as, oh, but that's the only man in my life that I believe in.
You gotta, I need that scripture. I don't know. I'm gonna be real. Can you find that scripture?
Can I find it? I can look it up and using the words and see for you. Tell you exactly where it is.
I mean, if you can find it
off the top of my head.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. If you can look it up on your phone, that's kind of, I don't know. I haven't hit that one. But yeah, while she's looking that up, I guess I do a little talking, guys. Now that's just what I, you know, from like what she said earlier, her understanding, like that's just my understanding of the word. And I just do not believe that God is going to create something, but yet and still create different other ways, roles to him. And okay, she got it. She's gonna come back in a little bit. And my thing with that is, I want to break this down so you can get a more understanding. There will be more ways to get to God, and what I mean by that, everybody's path is different. And I don't mean by God's paths and Messiah's path. I mean that, like, I'm a own man. I was in the streets holding guns, getting in fights, robbing, stealing. And through that, I came to God. There's other people that came to God through drugs. There's other people, I'm gonna be honest, there's other people that came to God through physical abuse. There's other people that came to God just because they said, you know what, I want to live for God. Like, there's different ways that you're going to come to God. But when you come to God, there is one way, which is Jesus Christ. There's not no other. So that's what I wanted to expound on. But she found the scripture. Now, what you're saying?
Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said and he shall he not, hath he said and shall he not to do it. I don't even know what the end part of this said. It's in King James. It's the King James version, y'all. It ain't broken down. But basically the first part of that, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken and shall he not make it good? Whatever he say he's going to do, he's going to do it. Whatever he speak on, he's going to make it happen. Basically what that end part is saying. But you wanted to hear the first part that I quoted. And that is There, you have it. It's there. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. But so often,
hold on, you said that was that that was
Numbers 23 and 19.
23. All right. And what you, what was the point you was making?
Oh, I said so often though, excuse me, I hear a lot of quote unquote Christians say refer to God as man. Mm-hmm. That's a, you know, God is a only, that's the only man in my life, or that's the number one man in my life, or whoop. I mean, but we believe in this word so much, but it's so much of it gets taken out of context and get taken literal. You know what I'm saying? That I don't think we have enough time to really digest it and see it on more than one level.
Well, I'm reading the NIV version, and in the 19, it says, what it says is God is not human that he shall not lie. That's not God speaking. And what it's trying to say is God is somebody speaking that's saying God is not human that he shall not lie, not a human being that he shall change his mind, which that's further saying that God is omnipotent. God is not like us. God don't have feelings. God do not waver. And what he's trying to say, God is not human because we are human. God do not lie because we lie.
Right.
So what is it you're trying to, from that scripture, what is it you're trying to say?
I don't say it.
No, say it again. I'm trying to understand it.
I'm saying.
Well, let me tell you what I'm
saying. I forgot the whole point where I was going with it myself.
Yeah, because the point where I'm hearing don't add up to that scripture. That's why I'm trying to really understand without saying you wrong.
I don't know any other way to break it down besides the way that I had said it.
I said
when I said it, I can't even remember where it stemmed from, where we started it with it. Was basically saying, what was we saying?
This was your point of view and example. If it come back to you, we can come back.
Yeah,
to
we'll
it.
Come back.
All right. So I got some questions I want to ask.
Ask.
And these just regular questions. Why is it wrong for it to only be one way?
Nobody said it was wrong. I'm not saying that it's wrong.
I'm just asking the question.
No, I never said.
Don't shoot the questioner.
No. No, I never said that it's wrong for it to only be one way or for it to be believed that there is only one way. But I'm also saying that it's not wrong for someone to feel as though that it's other avenues as well. You know what I'm saying? That they can find their own way in their own way in their own time. I mean, granted, we don't got forever out here, y'all. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to believe and come to terms with what you believe, how you believe it, and why, and be ultimate with that, mm-hmm. and stick with that, and stay with that. But however you find your way to God, who am I to judge, or who am I to say you're wrong, or who am I to say that ain't the way? I'm not God. Mm. I can't judge you, or your choice in how you decide, or your choice in how you find your way to God. Or how you develop and define your relationship with God. I can't tell you that it's wrong.
Okay.
I feel like for someone to feel like they got that right, or they have that ability or audacity or the authority to say, you're wrong. That's wrong. That's not the right way. You headed in the wrong direction. Who are you to say that to a person? I ain't God.
I think when you get, and I'm speaking in general, not the Nikki C guys, I think when you get out of feelings, then the facts are still there.
Of course, because feelings are not facts.
Yeah, and so I think when people get out of what I think and this is what I believe and this is my understanding, when you get away from the minds and eyes and beliefs and feelings and stuff, the word is the word. And what I mean by that is when I ask you, why is it wrong for someone to only believe it's one way? Most of the time, like what you said earlier, that like, you know, you're thinking outside the box, you don't want to be closed in a box. Some people look at that person as, oh, you're closed-minded. You're so narrow. I'm like, okay, what's wrong with being closed-minded and so narrow in this situation? What's wrong with that if that's what God called us to be in this situation? That's my question.
Well, where does it say that we're to be closed-minded in this situation?
Well, it doesn't say need
how,
to be closed.
How is that a surety that we are, you know what I'm saying, that you're sure that we're supposed, that that's the way it is supposed to be?
Because right here, John 14:6, it says, Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the light.
No,
oh, keep,
man.
Keep going. Go ahead. I know. I was wanting you to say it.
Nah,
you,
man, okay. Enter the kingdom of heaven unless through me.
No, well, yeah, it says no one comes to the Father except through me.
Except through me.
So my thing is with what I'm just saying, that's really saying that no one comes to the Father except through me. That's one. That's being closed in today's world. That's being closed minded. That's being narrow.
Which is why when you end your prayer, you're saying in the mighty name of Jesus, Amen. Because that's kind of like saying, okay, I got to go through the Son first to get to the Father.
Yeah. And so, but then my question is, but then we have people saying that it can be multiple ways. And if I think it's only through Jesus, then I'm closed-minded. I'm thinking narrow. When this is John 14:6, tell me this is what I should do.
I'm not saying that you're closed-minded. I mean, I don't know about other people. I'm not saying.
I'm just close. No. We're speaking in general, not just me.
But also,
this is the conversation.
Oh well, yeah, that's true. But also, why is it such a bad thing to be open minded when it comes down to what? Okay, and when we say that, different avenues, that don't mean that you're denying that the gospel or denying Jesus per se. It just means that, okay, I'm still going to educate myself. When I say different avenues, I say I still want to be educated on different things outside of just this one doctrine. I still would like to be educated on different doctrines, on different things, so that I can find a way to relate to one that may be considered a non-believer because they're not following the Bible strictly to the code. I mean, I could just want to know these different avenues or these different doctrines so that I can be able to relate.
Yeah, that's two different topics. It is nothing wrong with educating yourself and reading other things. Guys, let me throw this in there. Whatever you grounded in, be grounded in, because you can read other things and get persuaded, get misled, because you're not grounded in what you believe in. Now you're reading other new stuff and it sounds good to you. Now you want to do this. So I had to throw that out there. But the problem, what you're saying is, on one hand, yes, you can educate yourself. But when you read in other things with the mindset that there are under other ways, that is the wrong part. That is wrong. So I'm not saying don't read. I'm saying it again. I'm not saying don't read anything else to
just
educate.
Just be grounded in what you know and believe. Well, is what the point you're making, but just be grounded in
the point that I'm making, it is okay to educate yourself, but the other point that I'm making is that you can educate yourself, but when you're thinking that there are other ways to where, like you said, to where I just said, John 14:6 just said there's only one way to God, which is through Jesus. You have to know that when you read other stuff, but if you believe there are other ways,
you'll be easily influenced by what you read or led astray.
By scriptures, you are wrong is what I'm saying. By scriptures, and I'm holding up my book like this, the Bible.
You might think that. You might think that.
No, I wrote this from the Bible, so I'm just saying.
But it ain't the Bible.
Yeah, I know. But it's the scripture. You can go look, find this up in.
Well, yeah, you can.
Yeah. But no, but that's what I'm just trying to say. It's wrong. If you got anything else to say, I'll let you get the last word on it.
I mean, I feel like I can see kind of from both sides of the conversation and what we're saying. I mean, I could be in putting myself in the wrong by saying that. Mm-hmm. I can see from both sides. I mean, blame it on the scales. Blame it on the scales.
Blame it on the alcohol.
No alcohol involved here. But yeah. I'm the type that I try to see things from different perspectives and not just close myself off, because I have been there. I have been that, I hate to say use this term, but I have been that holy roller. You understand what I'm saying? And I have been that person that nobody couldn't even talk to because every word out my mouth was Jesus this and Jesus that. You understand what I'm saying? I was so engrossed with that was it for me. I mean, you can't even have no casual conversation with me about nothing else if you ain't talking about Jesus. I've been there. And I've done that. And I learned that also, that was a great thing, but it also closed me off from a lot of other things and being mindful and knowledgeable of what was really going on around me. So I realized that I could know all the scriptures and everything I want to know, but where was my relationship at with God? Where is my spirit? What to what cost? I'm just locking myself and blocking myself off from any and everything else because this is what I believe and this is ultimate. I've been there. So now I'm just more so to the point to where I will allow myself to not close myself off so quickly like that. Or to be that person that nobody can't really have that nobody can't really talk to or come to or nothing like that because everything I'm saying is it's just Jesus this, Jesus that. No, you're wrong. No, you're wrong. No, you're wrong. I can't talk to you because you ain't gonna listen. You're just wrong. I'm not finna be like that.
But see, I wasn't gonna respond, but there's listeners, man. And this is a general statement, guy. I'm not going to go at her, but using what she just said to respond, I believe you're using words that keep it, to make it look negative. Like you said, like, you're not going, like, closed-minded. That when somebody say closed-minded, they mean that from a negative point of view. You know, you use holy roller.
Well, some things, it's good to be closed-minded, too. Well,
I'm getting to that. And what I mean by that is that, like, there was nothing wrong with how you were. That was just your love, your desire, and zeal for God. I believe every Christian been through that, especially when they very first gave their life to the Lord. Yeah. Shoot, I thought I could save the whole world.
Yeah, but you can't.
Yeah, exactly. But what happened is, as time go on, you learn how to maneuver that. You don't just give it up and I ain't saying this was you, but I'm speaking for the other people, because you're going to have friends and family laugh at you. You're going to lose friendships because people don't want to talk to you no more. They ain't going to want to ride in your car with you no more because it's all
you're doing is playing gospel. That was talking. Me.
Like,
that was me.
People will leave from you.
Yeah.
But what you cannot do is take that these people leaving from you and thinking you're doing something wrong. No, you changing. See, when people say you change, that is so right. You want to know why? Because they're able to see your change because they're not changing.
They're not changing.
And my thing is, when they see you changing, you're supposed to change every single second of the day.
Yeah, you are supposed to keep. It's a continuous thing. Just like, so, you're always learning. You'll never know it all.
And so my thing is, yeah. My thing is, when you said that about that's how you were, I mean, you was probably a new Christian, and honestly, yeah, you probably was overbearing on some people, and you probably were. But
yeah, I call them Jesus freak like they do Kirk Franklin.
But my thing is, I got two things with that, then I throw it back to you. One is, there's nothing wrong with that, because as time go, you're going to understand. It's like iron sharpened iron. It's like there's an old story, this old man and his son was out chopping wood. The son never stopped, and he just chopped wood. He never stopped, but the son saw the father always taking a break, boom, taking a break, back to it, taking a break. At the end of the day, the father had more wood chopped than the son, and the son is all tired
because he tied himself up.
It wasn't that. The son was all tired and sweating, and what you said exacerbated himself. But he wondered. He was like, "You took like 10, 12 breaks over the course of the day. How you got more wood than me?" And with the point that I'm making is, what would happen as time go forward, whenever the father was sitting down taking a break, he was sharpening his axe. The son never sharpened his axe.
So it was just dull.
He was swinging dull.
He was swinging at the same pieces multiple times before he got it.
Where the father, when he made that one swipe after sharpening, it's cut.
Yeah.
And that's what happened with us as Christians. As time go on, we sharpen our axe and we learn. So it's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing bad with that. It's just, you just had to learn how to sharpen your axe. That was all.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, next one is you got kids, right?
Yes, of course.
How would you feel there's another woman out there claiming that your kids are their kids?
I'd be ready to go snatch up.
All right, just with that, that's how I see it. God created this world. He created kids. He created everybody. But then now, here we go, giving somebody else the praise and glory that didn't create them.
I see what you're saying.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, God, like that's why they say, which leads me to my other scripture, is that Exodus 20:5, you should not bow down to them or serve them, for I the Lord, this is God speaking, for I the Lord your God am a jealous God. And that's what it's saying. It's like, that's why now the narrow, the put them in a box makes sense, because God created you. And when he say in this scripture, you should not bow down to them, this was the time people was making false idols. They was making gold casts. They was making statues, and they were bowing down to these things.
Right.
But these was things of, it was some people worshiping these things like it was God, but it was some people worshiping like other people, like other gods that they thought were other gods and stuff, and golden calves and stuff. And God was like, I never told y'all to make this.
Right, right.
And you worshiping this like
it's
this.
It's like when Moses went to get the Ten Commandments to come back.
And
he
came back.
And that's what was happening.
And so that's my thing now.
So when did God stop being jealous?
He never stopped. He's still jealous.
So why
now.
Does it say, okay, how can God be love if love is not jealous?
Where is that at?
1 Corinthians chapter 13. Love is not jealous. God is love. You know that, right?
No,
that's there. We're gonna have to do that. Well, hold on. We're gonna have to go through these scriptures like that another time. Mama gotta cook.
But what I'm trying to say is there is contents to this. You can't just throw a scripture out. We gotta get the contents of the scripture.
But it's a lot of contradiction too.
No, it's not. That's why you gotta get the contents. I know mama gotta cook and stuff.
I'll grab the contents when we come back.
Well,
I'm saying God is love. But it said, okay, but Exodus is telling us that God is a jealous God. Okay, I get, yes. But it said God is love. It's also saying God is love. But then in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it tells us everything that love is and everything that love is not. Love is not jealous. It's one of those pieces that's in there, in that 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
Let me go to it right quick. Cause we can't have this conversation if we not own it. And I got to understand, is that the virtuous woman?
No, virtuous woman is Proverbs 31.
Okay. She said, mama got to cook. Y'all see how she do me?
Heck yeah. It's hot. I don't want to be cooking all evening. It's hot. John 4:7, God is love. John 4:7-21.
John 4:7,
God. That's the scripture that says that God is love. And that's simple. That's what it is.
First John 4:8. See, that makes
it's
a big deal.
It started at 4:7, but it's that one passage is 1 John 4:8, which says God is love. Okay. That's that scripture. Then also 1 Corinthians.
I thought you said Corinthians.
1 Corinthians talking about what love is and what love is not.
Okay, where is
that's
that?
That's 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
The whole chapter
talking about what love is. Look, well, it started verse 4.
Okay.
Love is patient. Love is kind.
Love does not envy.
It does not boast. It is not proud. That's basically saying love is not jealous.
No, it doesn't say
envy,
that in
envy. That's the NIV version. That's the NIV.
We're going to go to the King James version. Still says envy.
Envy is envy. So it is envy is being envious and jealous, not the same thing.
No, it's two different things.
How so?
It's just so side note. It's so funny. Somebody put on Facebook the other day. Is jealous and envy two different things? And my response to it, I said, "Oh, let me just go." Because My response, I said, jealousy. You jealous at what somebody is doing or have. Envy, you want what somebody is doing and have. And that's the difference. I can be jealous of, you know, let's just say you're in a relationship. I can be.
Look right here.
Read.
I see what you're saying. Envy. This is the definition. The words are similar down here. What is one of them words?
No, read.
Jealousy.
Okay.
A feeling of discontent or resentful longing, okay, aroused by someone else's possessions, qualities, or luck. Noun, verb, desire to have a quality, possession, or other desirable attribute longing to someone else. Be envious of is similar, or to be jealous of, similarities. Jealousy or envious is, but the anything that's similar is somewhat the same.
No, you cannot do that.
Okay.
You can't know.
I didn't know this. This is how I was educated.
No, but what I'm
so
saying,
I'm,
yeah,
that's what I'm
that's,
saying.
But what I'm trying to say,
that, yeah.
But what I'm trying to say, there are similarities, and I get it. But in this context, this is why it is so serious and so critical to have context of what God is saying. And in this case, that envy means want. It doesn't mean jealous. Cause I can be jealous.
Okay.
Like I can be jealous of your relationship, but I don't want your relationship.
Well, okay.
Envy means I want whatever this relationship has.
Okay. Okay.
That was the point that I was making.
Okay. I see what you're saying. All right. Well, I'm glad you straightened that out for me.
No, we're doing this together. Don't be sounding sad like that.
No, I'm saying like, cause I'm thinking one way, but when you broke it down to me like that, it is now I can kind of have a refreshed perspective of how I was, you know what I'm saying, looking at that.
Man, this girl about to make me cry up on this thing right
here. I'm finna do that.
Give me all emotional.
I mean,
stuff.
I'm just being honest.
No, I got you.
Yeah, you know, that's I appreciate that because I really was kind of somewhat confused on that front.
Okay.
I really, that's genuineness.
Okay. Well, we wrap it up. I got the last thing, last question. If you are, and this is stating back to what I said, if you are a Christian, then how do you believe there are other ways to Jesus? And we kind of hinting on this through the whole thing, but that's just the last question I had to end it out. How do you, if you're a Christian, how you believe there are other way, my fault, how you believe there are other way to God if it's not through Jesus?
I mean, when you don't put it the way that you're putting it, you know, you've made some really valid points. And brought up some really valid, you know, reasons and stuff. So when you put it the way that you're putting it, it makes sense. It makes sense that, no, you would not believe that there's any other way to God outside of through his son. And believing in his son and that his son died for our sins. You know, and that's the way, the truth, the light. That is the only way to God. I mean, now literally that is true. That is true. So it's like, I don't know how to word it or what I'm really like, how I'm really trying to say it.
No, you're doing good.
It's like, now I can sit here and say, you know what? That I believe that is ultimately the case. But I guess I was speaking more so on, you know, the way that everybody's not going to find their way to God the same way.
Yeah, they're not.
Everybody's path and journey is different. I guess that's where I was coming from, where I say it's different avenues, because everybody's going to be, you know, we're not always going to be in agreement. We're not always going to be educated the same way. We're not always going to have access to the same, you know, doctrine or education. And so some of us are going to have to find other avenues and other ways to get to God. But mm-hmm. then once we get there and we figure out who God is and what his expectation of us is, then we can find out or learn that, well, this and this, now this is the only way to continue on from this point forward.
Nigga, see, just made me proud. I love it. Hey, I agree with it. So with that, like, we can really wrap it up. But I do want to say this, guys. The last scripture that I wrote down is Isaiah 42:8. And it says, I am the Lord. That is, he ain't saying, like, making a little just words. He making a statement. He said, I am the Lord. That is my name and my glory. I will not give to another nor praise to carved images.
No.
This is what he's saying. So this is my argument when somebody say there are multiple ways. Nikki C just broke it down clear as day in her last statement, what she just said. There will be multiple ways to get to faith. Let me say it that way. Yeah. It would be multiple ways. I said earlier, it can go through drugs, it can go through abuse. You can just say, hey, I don't want to do this no more. It can be other ways. But when you get there,
yeah,
there would be one way.
Recognize that.
Got to go through Jesus.
Yeah.
And all what I'm trying to say is, I want to leave y'all with this, guys. All what I'm trying to say is, you create something. I don't know what it is you create, and you can create a recipe or you can create a Fortune 500 company. How would you feel? You created something and then somebody else get the credit for it. Somebody else say, you know what? I'm going to praise this man and that woman because I believe that they did it. When you work so hard to do this, and this is logic, but I want you to think on the spiritual realm, how God feel. God created everything. I'm going to just say everything because I can name a lot, but he created everything. And he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross and rise on the third day. But he sent his son to die for our sins. Our debt is paid because of his son. But yet and still you somewhere else giving the praise and the glory to somebody else. Shame. This is why God is a jealous God.
It's like we spit in his face when we do that.
So I'm saying I can keep going. We can have another conversation. Me and Nikki C, we done came to an agreement, and we got to get out of here. So I am your boy, CT, my homegirl.
Yeah, Nikki C.
You already know what it is. If you have any thoughts, if you have any disagreements, if you want to give your opinion, I need you to make an email. I need you to send it to...
Let the conversation begin at gmail.com.
That's what it is, guys. Yeah. I appreciate y'all so much. We'll be back here this time next week, same time with another episode. We know exactly what we want to speak about, and we got it for you, guys. We got it for you. I appreciate y'all so much. We love all of y'all. Take care. Put God first. Do and it. Like I always say,
yes, you stick with us.
You stick with us.
We'll stick with you.
Take care, guys.